This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KLUCFM at HD1, Las Vegas. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Oh, my
God. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
Get ready every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Chet Buchanan Show.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
This is an interesting thing. 7 years ago today, 1 October, you can't possibly be someone who's lived here, someone who grew up here like Michaela. You were in LA at that point, right? Did you live here, Adrian?
No, I was in Phoenix, Arizona. I moved the year after.
So it's a day that changed everyone forever. And it's one of those funky things that out of the tragedy, then you find greatness. And so the Golden Knights, it's such an interesting story to me. I was actually in San Diego that weekend. We'd had a NASCAR truck race on Friday night, on Saturday night, because we didn't have the full complement of races in the fall that they have now at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. And I was doing my thing that I do with the NASCAR truck races. And then immediately went to San Diego. A buddy of mine was kind of on a vision quest. My best friend in the world was on a vision quest where he was running a sprint triathlon. And so the next day he did it. He completed the sprint tri, and we went out and drank a lot of beer. A lot of beer. And the Seahawks were playing on Sunday night football. So we actually then took a nap and then went back out and drank a lot more. But all the beer that was left, we drank all of that. And then obviously at about 10, maybe by 10:30, my phone started ringing. And we had already gone back to the room by then. Then it was like, okay, we didn't know at that point. By midnight, it was, we might have to do something. And then certainly by 3 a.m., it was, we've got to find a studio in San Diego so that, because obviously our city needs us. That was one of the most incredible days ever for, above 9/11 for me. Career-wise, then you got the Vegas Golden Knights, and they've just, they're just starting out, and we don't really know what that's going to be all about, and they decide to have Derek England do this.
Like all of you, I'm proud to call Las Vegas home. I met my wife here, my kids were born here, and I know how special this city is. To all the brave first responders that have worked tirelessly and courageously throughout this whole tragedy, we thank you. To the families and friends of the victims, know that we'll do everything we can to help you and our city heal. We are Vegas strong.
And truly, this city never looked back. So, I mean, you know, and we do, that's not the right word. We do look back. We look every year, but you know what I mean? It was like, okay, we are Vegas strong.
Yeah.
And we learned something that day about ourselves and who we are. So, however 1 October hits you, we're here for you. And, you know, I just, to be honest with you, Michaela and I are both deathly ill and probably shouldn't be here today, but this is a day that
it's important.
And we had to be here. Again, however this day hits you, we want to try and help, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Fascinated by this one. I'm getting married at the end of the month, and everything so far is fantastic, except I have a friend who added her baby to the RSVP without asking. I gave her 4 seats already. She added a 5th one on the form for her 1-year-old baby. Now, she's got kids from 3 different guys, including her current husband. I didn't even think she had custody of 2 of the kids. They're all under 7. So, sorry, I have a cold. Didn't mean to sniff in your ear. It's going to happen. Do I have to let her have the extra seat? We really don't have the room. Wow, it's funny. If they didn't win, they didn't want to talk to us, did they? Who's on the phone?
We got Michelle Herrera from Green Valley Ranch.
All right, Michelle, does she have to let her have the other seat?
Well, it's a baby, so does it really need a seat?
Yeah, but you can't. I don't know nothing about having no babies. But at some point, don't you have to get the kid out of your lap?
The high chair.
Car seat.
That's space. Yeah, but car seat. So now we're talking about car seat, high chair, it's space, spacity, space, space, space.
Yeah.
Well, I think the main thing with the wedding is you're paying for the plate of food. So if it's not going to eat a plate of food, I think it would be okay.
Oh, you've run circles around us with your logic.
I know, it's such good logic.
No, that's good. Uh-huh. You're right.
Because it doesn't. But now, may I ask, like, babies cry. Some people don't want babies at all at their wedding, just in general. So is she being disrespectful inviting her baby because we don't know what the baby's emotional capacity is? Like, just all in general.
Again, but that's something we don't know.
Yeah.
Here. So we're speculating at that point,
no.
And I don't know that we can do that.
I hear that.
But here's the thing.
Personally, I wouldn't, if I had a baby, I wouldn't bring a baby to a wedding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and here's what's funny, too. How many kids does she have? She has kids with 3 different men. So 1, 2, 3, and then a 4th. So, wait. So then was there already a kid being left out? Oh, there was, because she didn't think she even had custody of 2 kids. You know what I mean? Because it's 2 adults.
Uh-huh.
2 adults and then 2 kids.
Yeah.
And she's trying to add on an extra kid. This is, the whole thing's crazy.
This girl put her friend's business on blast. I think that, in my opinion, don't bring the baby.
Let me ask you this question.
Okay.
So is this also just about the fact that she just wrote it on there? That's disrespectful.
Yeah. Like, she didn't ask her friend's permission. Hey, are you cool with this?
Yeah, at the heart of it, I'm just writing it out. Oh, yeah, I'm bringing my baby to, you know, and you can't.
But it's a baby.
No, I understand. But it's the idea of we've sent out invitations. You just went ahead and decided on your RSVP that you're changing it and you're writing it because you're going to do what you want to do and it doesn't matter anybody else. Is there something to that, Michelle?
It's a tough one. It's a hard conversation she has to have with her.
Right. But what I'm saying is, do you think that that's the part that's got her fired up as well,
mm-hmm.
Writing in an extra person. That's rude. Etiquette.
Thank you.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I agree with that.
Listen, I had rehearsal yesterday and my drummer brought his baby. The baby's beautiful. Perfect. It was angelic. So sweet. However, a baby is still a baby. doing baby things. And I think that particularly for somebody else's wedding, you have to ask for permission, because maybe people just don't want babies at their wedding and they're allowed to feel like that.
That's a different, I think that's a different subject, because she's already said the kids were okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a different, I mean, again, we can only deal with what we have on, you know, we can only deal with what we know.
Yeah. I think I'm circling. I agree with just asking permission.
Yeah, because if we're saying, well, maybe this and maybe that, well, yeah, we don't know. So we can't speak to that so well. But the idea of, I know that would bother me if somebody just wrote on there, nope, you know, are you RSVPing? Yes, and we're writing in. Would it be different if she said she was bringing grandma and not a baby? Then you get into the meal. Then you get into paying for the meal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you, Chet. Yeah, you just write it in.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
You can't write on the thing. You check the thing. Yes, I am. No, I'm not. How many people are coming? This many. That's how many, you know? This is it.
Yeah.
You don't go, oh, I'm bringing my baby too. Yeah.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. I laugh all the way to work. Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
I think this tells a lot about a person. You know what? I'm going to slide this into the 177-second survey later on today, because I want to hear what other people feel about this too.
Okay.
At what point do you freak out about your phone battery and start looking for a charger?
I am notorious for my phone dying and never being charged. I freak out immediately, but it's...
Oh, you freak... Okay, like at 85%?
20%.
At 20?
20%, I get my warning.
Sure.
10%, I'm getting more and more nervous, still not willing to do anything about it. Then it's dead, and I just panic until I can find a charger.
I'm always amazed at how fast my phone will go from 6% to 2% to dead.
Oh, yeah, fast.
I'm always amazed how quickly that happens. Yeah, and I think that's it. Not surprising, 20%, you start thinking about it.
Yeah, I feel like that's my warning from Apple. They're like, all right, girl. Or whatever phone you have, I guess.
My Samsung gives you the warning at 15.
And oh, okay.
I know that doesn't matter. At five, it makes it go kind of like half dark.
Yeah. Yes.
At five.
Yeah, mine too, at 10.
At five, that's when I start scrambling.
Sure.
That really is when I start. But honestly, I'm like, no, it's still got juice. Okay, related subject, how quick the gas gauge in your car?
I swear to God, I was just going to say that.
Yes?
It is 20% is the equivalent of when the gas light turns on. And I know I still have enough miles to do a few more things before.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Home of the world.
KLUC FM and HD1 Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good mornings in the car.
On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
7 years ago today, 1 October, the most significant day in this city's history.
Yeah.
Where were you, Michaela, when you first found out about 1 October?
I was in the Paris Hotel. I was actually
really?
With my friend Todrick Hall. He was filming something.
Who is that? Why does that name sound familiar to me?
He's on Broadway. He had his own show. He was the guy that really made YouTube super famous. He did all those skits, singer, dancer, and he danced for Beyonce for a long time.
Your contention. Wow, we just spun straight out of 1 October into something. Your contention right now. You're telling me that Todrick Hall made YouTube famous.
He made doing those skits and singing and all of those things. He really brought that full circle about 15 years ago.
Really?
And that's how he found his fame.
That's awesome.
And it was amazing. And he was filming actually here in Vegas. I was with him. We stopped at his hotel room. And we went upstairs into his room. And then we were there until the next day.
My God, because it was chaos.
It was, and honestly, I remember thinking, like, we thought it was a joke. And then we realized it wasn't. And my fiance actually had been playing near the Mandalay Bay. She was DJing. And on her way home, she said, "Do you want me to pick you up from the Paris Hotel?" And I said, "No, Lisa, you can't get past the Paris Hotel." And we stayed on the phone probably for about 6 hours. And she was like, "I'm coming to the hotel to get you." And I was like, "Lisa, you can't." It was a really bizarre time. I had a lot of friends FaceTime me the way that you did. It was something that I'll never forget. It was...
And the way we came together after that, though... And,
amazing.
And that's the... Obviously, it was a horrible... The situation in and of itself. Awful. But then what came out of that... Would I trade one for the other? Yes, I would.
Of course.
But in looking at the positive side of it, this city came together. This city became a community.
Yeah.
And we had it. We had it. Well, we didn't have it.
Yeah.
We had seen it with Toy Drive. We would see it after 9/11. This city came together like many cities did. But 1 October, man, and truly, for me, the moment that put it all together was, so the Golden Knights had this, they were going into their second season. They'd gone to the Stanley Cup Finals in the first year, which I think a lot of people didn't fully understand that that's not normal.
Yeah. God, it was
great. But they had to do the part that I truly love about this is Derek England's speech, start to finish, is a minute long. It's a minute.
Mm-hmm.
1 minute, 1 minute and 3 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that this could have been done any more perfectly.
"Like all of you, I'm proud to call Las Vegas home. I met my wife here, my kids were born here, and I know how special this city is. To all the Brits..."
To miss what we just said, I don't think we could recreate that.
No.
Ever again, what we said. The group's probably the greatest thing that we've ever said on the radio.
Ever.
Right there. And the EAS thing got in the way of it.
It was
God, I'm really sorry you guys missed that.
Mm-hmm. Best incredible. Work.
No, we were just saying that we'll never not... play the Derek England speech on 1 October. We'll never forget that day and the heroes, and we'll never not wrap our arms around everybody who suffered that day.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. We won't just push it into the corner.
Yeah, it'll always be
not in this town
so important.
And then what's wild. Brian, talk about the amazing stories that came out of that day. You were at the Route 91 Harvest Festival.
Yeah. Can you guys hear me?
No. Huh? No, not one bit. Yeah, I don't... Why?
No,
why?
You,
yeah, we're talking to
you. You can't hear me.
No, Brian.
Oh, okay,
Brian,
sorry.
We're talking to you, sir. So you were at the Route 91 Harvest Festival that night.
I was. I went to the show on that Saturday and then Sunday. And Sunday, I came from backstage, walked out front with Ben Carey, my bandmate, and it was.
You're gonna have to catch me up on this. So you're in a band?
I'm in the band Elvis Monroe. I met you before, Chet.
And okay.
I did.
Yeah, yeah.
My very first radio interview coming to Las Vegas from Hollywood was we went out and did your toy drive. We brought
I know you. It didn't make any sense to me until just now. So were you guys you guys playing that night?
No, we played the first year. We were the first band to play Route 91.
Right.
And so we went. We've been every year. We happened to be. We went there with Brett Young. Ben was playing guitar for him that week, and Brett talked us into giving up our radio tour that we were supposed to do and that started in Iowa. And he's like, "Hey, Las Vegas is where Nashville is going to be this weekend, and you guys need to be with me. Come spend time with me." And so he's the one to convince us to go.
So you come out from backstage.
Correct.
And then is that when everything started?
Yeah. We happened to be standing front left side. We made our way to the front and we told Jason's wife that we were going to go fanboy out.
Jason Aldean?
From the front. Yeah.
Okay.
And we wanted to watch from the front side. I haven't talked about this in a long time. And I said that Michaela is a friend of mine. Hi.
Hi. Well, I love you.
I love you too. And I said, I've not talked about this in a long time, but literally to keep it brief, we thought fireworks were going off, or something was wrong with the speaker. And then I remember watching a couple of people go down in front of me and then Ben says, "Run." And he grabs my shoulder and he just said, "Run." And we started to take off and I looked back and the two girls standing in front of me were frozen. And I look over my shoulder and I see a girl go over the top of another girl and everyone is running at us. And I reach out and I grab this girl's hand and I said, "Look at me, I'll get you out." And she grabbed her friend's hand. And at that moment when I grabbed her hand, I never let go of it, which was insane because there were just thousands of people trampling each other, going over the top of each other, pushing their way through people. And I look back and I can't find Ben, and Ben had been ran over. He'd been trampled himself. He'd been knocked down. So when he got stood up, he told me he couldn't find me and he took off backwards. And I went the opposite way. I went the way we came. We came from backstage. And at this point, you could hear just gunfire, just rapid gunfire. You could hear it just zipping by us. Like, it was insane. And so we come up on a corner on this corner, and I cleared the corner to make sure that I wasn't running us into danger. And then I said, "Let's go." And I went through where the security guard was standing, but it wasn't there anymore, and which was backstage. So I took them the opposite way. And what I didn't know was people were following us.
And you never let go of this girl's hand?
Never.
That you never met her before. Never. You never seen her before. Mm-mm. You grabbed this girl's hand and you never let go.
Yeah. And so we started running backstage. You could hear it hitting the metal of the staging. You could hear it splatting against the concrete. You could hear people screaming, the 20 plus thousand people on the left side of the fence. I had taken us the opposite way where everybody was going and running towards the catering area in the back, which I had, like I said, I'd just been back there. And we're running through the tent and we come up around the corner and I'm taking us toward the artist entrance. But what I didn't know is it bowed back towards us, which meant that I was going to have to run them back the other direction, like towards the chaos. And all I see is this tall fence and we come around the corner and you hear people just screaming. and the people behind me, there were people following me, and somebody said, get inside here, get in here, and it's a truck. And they opened the door of this truck, and what I didn't know was it was a refrigerator truck. And so I lifted the two girls in, and then just stood there and started lifting people in. And until I got to the last one who didn't want help, you know, no one was there to help. So then I crawled in the truck, and then I went over and grabbed her hand. Nicole was her name, and the other girl, Nicole. And I held her hand and just because I kept saying, look at me. As we were running, and they were scared, and I just kept saying, look at me. I'm going to get you out. I didn't know if I was going to get them out. I just trying to keep them calm.
Sure.
And same with the people in the truck. Now I'm telling them to just be quiet, stay down. And there was a guy who was just pounding on the walls of the truck and yelling this chaotic stuff like ISIS and all this other stuff.
Yeah,
and
that's helpful.
And
right?
Yeah.
That's great.
He was blackout drunk. People are there having fun.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now this
sure.
is happening.
Mm-hmm.
So, and his girlfriend is screaming bloody murder. She is like crying and screaming. And Nicole Yorba, this girl that was with, I know her name now, but Nicole Yorba is saying, talking to her, what's your name? Where are you from? You know, she's trying to get her to calm down. And I go to the door of the truck. And I open it up, and I hear gunfire still. And I go back, and I'm thinking, I don't want to die in here. I don't want to just be, I don't want to be somebody just spray this truck, and we're done, or open up the door.
Yeah, because at that point, you don't know what it is. You don't know what it is. You don't know who it is. You don't know any of that. The reason why I wanted to tell this story today, because Michaela and I were talking about different things leading up to 1 October. Mm-hmm. What's wild about that is the girl who you've never met before, never seen before, mm-hmm. you just grabbed her hand and said, I'm going to get you out of here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How long did you guys stay together after that?
We were together for 6.5 years up until recently. But there was, you know,
That's fantastic.
And can I just say,
that's amazing.
Brian is such an incredible man. He was so good to me. When I came back home from Vegas this last time, he was like my first friend when I came back. He helped me with all of these different things. And when I heard this story, I was so touched, so moved. He's such a phenomenal human. And my point
to all of this is once again, on the darkest day in our city's history, there's been some good that's come out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that really is, that's the epitome of Vegas strong.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. That there was, hey, and I know a few months ago it didn't last, but hey, 6.5 years out of that moment, it's incredible.
Best years of my life. And I listened to you guys talk about the city coming together, and it did. Like when I was at the grocery store and places, we would look at each other in this city and nod and say hi. And there were certain people who recognized me and would give me a hug and stuff, but that wasn't even it. That was just this coming together thing. And actually, Chet, I heard you say the hockey team had been around. That was new. That was our first season. It was preseason when this happened. And then it was like a miracle season. That very first season, they go to the playoffs months later. From this point, from this day, with, you know, preseason, and all of a sudden, they're in the playoffs and in the Stanley Cup and doing something which was a miracle. And there was just something about our community. And Michaela, thank you so much. It was really kind of you to say. And I got to say that I'm really proud of you. You're doing amazing things. You're an inspiration to just little girls and myself, because I watch you. I watch you in the gym just destroying it. I watch you out there you know, you have artists come in your studio and perform, and you're just as amazing as they are. And here you are lifting them up and putting a spotlight on their talent. And,
no, listen, y'all make me cry. I'm already emotional.
We've got to run.
But thank you for sharing the story. And really, the part that was amazing to me was that you grabbed this girl's hand and said, talk about just led by whatever you believe in. And again, it was a horrible, tragic day, but I don't always look back at that day with sadness.
Mm-mm.
Obviously, we mourn for those that we lost. It was just a horrible, awful, terrible day, but our city was pretty solid that day. We are Vegas. So here, let me just rewind that to this part right here.
We are Vegas strong.
We were then and we are now. And we love you, brother. Thank you for taking the time.
Love you, B.
Love you, too.
All right, man.
See you guys.
We'll see you.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Wow, what a story.
I know.
What a wild, just crazy. You know what I think? We're so late now. I don't know that we can do Michaela's hometown throwdown. We might just put that on ice and hold it over till tomorrow.
The Jeff Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
Hey, who's taking the 177-second survey?
Clarissa Escoto from the Northwest.
All right, Dan, let me grab this here. Nope, that's not her. How about this one? Is that one Ed? Oh, hi, Clarissa.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
This is the most ridiculous thing ever. Have you ever disagreed with someone you share a dishwasher with about how it should be loaded or used?
Well, first of all, I use my dishwasher as storage. I do.
Yes, Clarissa.
I do.
So the answer is probably no.
Uh-huh.
The answer is no. Yes.
34,
unfortunately.
34, a full third of people that they asked said yes. Mostly the arguments are about which way forks and spoons go into the dishwasher, which I was always taught it doesn't matter.
Oh, see, I was taught that they all go down so you don't poke yourself with a knife or a fork. Me and Lisa fight about it all the time. Thank you, Clarissa.
I understand it. I understand it, but maybe you don't go jamming your hand into the dishwasher, knowing full well that there's things that could stab you.
Absolutely. But you do it.
7% of people say pots and pans should be placed on the top rack. What say you? Pots and pans go on the bottom. What are we, savages?
Yeah, I think I don't care. I'll put them wherever they fit.
There's more space at
the bottom. They're big.
The bottom.
Exactly. Do you pre-rinse or soak before putting stuff in the dishwasher?
I mean, if it's pants, I would soak it.
Some would say at my house that we full-on wash the dishes and that we use the dishwasher for sanitizing.
Yeah, uh-huh. Lisa would prefer me to wash the dishes before I put them in the dishwasher. I don't.
My wife...
Yeah, like I said, I use mine as storage, so...
Which is really funny to me. You store pots and pans? Is that what it is?
I store everything in there, but there's
cash, drugs, weapons. Is that everything?
Not those. Oh,
okay. I didn't know.
It's the same.
I meant dishes.
I didn't know. Just saying. Do you believe you've seen a UFO before?
No, I do not.
Almost a quarter of us think that we have. Do you think you've seen a UFO before?
I do.
Do you believe that they're alien spacecraft?
I do.
I don't know about that.
Adrian?
No, I've not seen a UFO before.
I've not seen a UFO either. And no, I do not believe they are alien spacecraft.
Really?
Yeah, I just don't. Don't you think we'd know by now?
No way. They're protecting us. I believe that they are there.
Really?
Might freak us out too much.
Oh my God, we're running out. Oh no, we're running out of time, and this is the whole thing that we were doing this for today. Okay, so some etiquette expert came up with a list of public bathroom rules. One of them is never peek under a bathroom stall door to see if somebody's in there. Well, don't, like we said, don't cram your whole head under.
Yeah.
They'll be like, hey, well, what are you doing?
They don't crawl under there.
But you could peek under to see if there's feet, but they say, no, don't do that. Instead, you're supposed to knock politely and ask, is anyone in there?
Oh, God.
I'm never doing that.
No.
Never.
The introvert in me would rather just look and see if there's feet.
Not in a million years. Are you knocking on the door and saying, is anybody in there?
No. That's creepy.
Yes.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's scary. I'll even take you a step further. I'll see you're creepy and raise you to scary.
Is anybody in there?
Yeah. Hey, what are you doing in there? Anybody
hello?
In there? Hey, come out. Can I come in?
Yeah, let me scroll it on my phone in peace. Okay, don't knock on the door.
Gross.
Yeah.
Have fun at Maroon 5, M5LV, the residency at Dolby Live, Wednesday, March 12th. Thanks to our friends at Live Nation. You've got tickets before you can even buy them.
I'm so excited. Thank you.
We're excited for you. Have a great day. Hang on.
KLUC FM at HD1, Las Vegas. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
It's on every morning when I wake up. This is my station and I love it.
On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Chip Rehab coming up in just a couple of seconds. You know what always hits home on 1 October? The intense emotions surrounding that day.
Sure.
We talked to our buddy Brian about an hour ago, and literally I just wanted to get the story out of Brian because when everything went down, Brian just turned. There were two girls that were, and he had been backstage. You remember the band Elvis Monroe?
Yeah, of course.
Here in town. And Brian's just a great dude. And he had been backstage. He was coming out front to watch Jason Aldean.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know.
Yeah, everything went down.
Then it all went down. He turned and grabbed this girl's hand. Mm-hmm. He'd never seen before.
Never met her.
Had no idea who she was. Grabbed her hand, looked her in her eyes, and said, I'm going to get you out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up being together for 6.5 years after that day.
Mm-hmm.
He grabbed her hand. We love to say he grabbed her hand and never let go.
Yeah.
And that's just, and it's amazing out of the tragedy. Just truly all the amazing things that came out of that.
Absolutely.
And you know, and just how it's the most tragic day in our city's history. It's the most tragic day that there ever will be, I hope. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hope
that's the most tragic day in our city's history. But it brought out the best in all of us.
Listen, it did. I feel like even being born and raised here, there was always maybe a little bit of the element of community missing. And I think like after this, we really did become like a family, a city that just understood it.
I'm grateful for Toy Drive every year. By the way, 65 days to Toy Drive.
Oof.
December 5th through the 16th. A lot of people starting to ask, man. And you can, by the way, you always know it's the Thursday after Thanksgiving and then two Mondays after that.
Yeah.
That's how you know every single year.
Cool.
But we see a little bit of it. We get a taste of it with Toy Drive every year. But that's not always, strangely enough, that's not everybody. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That really, I feel like we're kind of just scratching the surface with Toy Drive, even after 26 years.
Yeah.
And then what really brought it home, and I appreciate the opportunity every year on 1 October, what really brought it all home, Derek England at you know, didn't know what we had yet with Golden Knights. I said it incorrectly earlier that they had already played a season. No, they were going into the first. It was, we didn't even know this team yet.
Yeah.
We didn't even know these guys.
Yeah.
We didn't even know what. And really, it cemented this city's relationship with the Golden Knights.
Yeah.
And really just kind of brought it all, it kind of brought it all home. And Derek England's speech is so beautiful in its simplicity.
Like all of you, I'm proud to call Las Vegas home. I met my wife here, my kids were born here, and I know how special this city is. To all the brave first responders that have worked timelessly and courageously throughout this whole tragedy, we thank you. To the families and friends of the victims, know that we'll do everything we can to help you and our city heal. We are Vegas strong.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
It's just beautiful.
My sister one time said it so best. She said that in such a dark time, like they were literally the golden light that gave us something to really look forward to, the way that they came in for us like that. They're incredible.
Well,
it's awesome.
And then this city willed them to a Stanley Cup final in the first year, which that's wild too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so and if you are struggling today, we're thinking of you and I've got half a dozen names in my head right now,
mm-hmm.
of folks that I know that this is not the easiest of days.
No.
So we're just thinking about you, and if you need to talk, hit us up. We've got a relationship rehab coming up next. And we also have tickets for Zayn Malik. He's got a sold out show, the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. We will give those tickets away in a minute. Can you just, when it comes to the RSVP, can you just write in whatever you want on the card? Or, I mean, you know, literally, you're supposed to just check the box,
mm-hmm.
right? Well, there's obviously an issue. We'll get into it next.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
For the record, we talked about this already earlier in the show, and I'm not sure how I feel about it. Other than, I am a rule I'm somewhat of a rule follower. I will blaze my own trail if needed. I am happy to lead where called upon, but you know the rules and the guidelines are there for a reason.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
Now that's not going to stop me from doing 80 on the 215. Is that against the law? Yeah, it is.
Uh-huh.
Sure,
you
it is.
Live your life.
That's right. Nobody's going to tell me. So, am I a hypocrite? Probably. Well, yeah. Is there any? I mean, you know.
Yeah.
So here's the issue for relationship rehab. Getting married at the end of the month, everything so far is fantastic, except I have a friend who added her baby to her RSVP without asking. Now, I'm going to jump forward in the conversation, knowing what I know from earlier today. Does this matter? So, you know, everybody went, but it's a baby. Is that the most important part? That it's a baby?
No.
It's the most important part for you.
To me, it is, yes.
For the record, the most important part to me is that you just decided you're doing whatever the hell you want.
Yeah.
That's the important part for me. I hear what you're saying, where it's just, oh, it's just the baby. I get that. I do. But, so... I gave her four seeds.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I'm digging my feet in. I gave her four seeds, but she added a fifth on the form, her one-year-old baby. Now, this also tells me a little bit for how she feels about this quote-unquote friend.
Uh-huh.
Friend. Are they really? She has kid. Now, if you want to be snotty about it,
mm-hmm.
She has kids from three different men, including her current husband.
Oof.
You know what I mean?
It's a little shady.
Well, but is that not how she, is that not what she's, why do you include that?
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's kind of not.
Why do you include
that? That's not relevant.
She has kids from three different men. It's relevant to her.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? It's relevant as to we get a picture into her mindset.
Totally.
Into how she really feels about this.
Mm-hmm.
So I've kind of already told you what I think, but I'll bundle it all up here in a minute.
Okay.
She has kids from three different men, including her current husband. I didn't even think she had custody of two of the kids. They're all under seven. Or they're all under seven.
Yeah.
Do I have to let her have the extra seat? We don't really have the room, she says.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the question. 702-364-9898. Caller number 25. We have tickets for Zayn Malik. It's sold out at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. You want in? We can make that happen on Friday, October 25th.
Hey.
You call us right now. Here's the thing. The more I'm into this now, the more I believe this has very little to do. This has very little to do with the number of seats that they have at the wedding.
Sure.
This has very little to do with any of that. And a lot more to do with other stuff. We'll discuss. It's Relationship Rehab. Chet Buchanan Show. Hit us up now. No, I don't.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. I laugh all the way to work. Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
No, and I'm cool with it if you do. You go ahead and believe whatever you want to believe. I don't see it.
That's okay. That's your prerogative.
You think it's
real?
Oh,
absolutely. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Hang on a second then. Do you think this is the same? We never did expand out. Do you believe we will make contact with aliens in the next 10 years?
Yeah.
If we do make contact, will they come in peace?
Yes.
Yeah, that's enough of that. I was looking for something else.
Okay.
I don't think so. I don't think it's a thing.
You don't think aliens exist?
No.
You don't think there's life on any other planet?
What other planet?
So you thought Men in Black was fake.
Great
reference. You don't want to hear my thoughts on wrestling. It's a movie. That's very entertaining.
That's what they want you to think.
That's right. They're just putting it right out there underneath your nose.
That's right.
Getting married at the end of the month, says the person in the email here. I don't know whether they believe in aliens or not, but you know what they don't believe in? Adding on to your RSVP without asking. They don't believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the people. You said Bridget's the one?
Yes.
I understand the school of thought. Well, it's only a baby. And somebody brought up earlier the really smart thing was that usually the reason why you have the RSVP is so you know how much food you're buying.
Of course, you're not getting an extra plate of expensive food.
I think in this case, though, it's something different, and she betrayed herself in her own email. Bridget, what do you think?
Okay, so disclaimer, I got married at the beginning of the summer myself.
Congratulations.
Good for you.
Thank you. I've only been with him 8 years, so yeah, with time. Long story short, right way to handle it would be for your guest to say, hi, it's a little phone call. Hi, I just got the invitation.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for you.
Yeah.
I don't know if you realize that I've got the baby. Is it possible for me to go ahead and bring the baby?
Yeah, I don't know if you've, been able to keep up with all my babies and all of my baby daddies. I don't know if you've been able to. I didn't send over a scorecard. Yeah. I should have.
Strip all that away for a minute. Exactly.
Yeah. I totally agree. Listen, I got engaged and me and my fiance have been trying to plan a wedding forever. And I'm telling you, I feel like I'm pretty easygoing. Just let me in on what your plan is. Don't tell me what the plan is. It's my wedding.
So what if a babysitter drops out last minute, which happens a lot?
when the plan was I was going to have a babysitter go to the wedding without
the baby. That's different. That's 1 million. That's totally different. What if there's an earthquake? What if...
But that's a real thing with the kid.
Yeah, I understand that, but so is an earthquake. What if I, that's
yeah,
not...
What if there really is
this.
Right pain on your not wedding this. Day? Yeah, we get it.
Yeah, I think it's a communication thing. It's just annoying that she was like, I'm bringing my baby. Just call and be like, hey, girl, is it okay? Are you good with this?
She hates the fact that she brought up that she has kids from three different men. And I didn't even think she had custody of two of the kids. She doesn't respect this woman.
At all. And now That's so rude.
And now this friend, which they're not friends. They're not. They're in the same social circle. She felt some...
Okay, well, why'd you give her four seats to begin with?
Amen. Yeah. She felt some...
Give her a +1 and be done.
You're getting no argument from
me.
This has nothing to do with that. This has the fact that she wrote on there without asking that she dared disrespect the RSVP.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is all about. It's got nothing to do with the baby. Yeah. It's got nothing to do with how many people are coming. It's just the idea that this woman, who she already doesn't respect, would make that sort of move.
Yep.
All right, fine. Yep. Good. St. Malik tickets.
Right.
Yep.
We all agree.
Great. Yep. We should all hold hands.
She's so excited.
Bridget's just the best. Yeah, St. Malik, it's sold out, but you've got tickets. You don't have to worry about that. You can always get in.
Oh, yay.
All right.
Yay. Hang on, Bridget. Have fun.
She's the best. She really is the best.
Cutie.
Yeah, is there more to that?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either. This is just about the disrespect of the RSVP.
Totally. And if I heard my friend talk about me like that anyway, if my friend was putting me on blast with my baby daddies, I wouldn't even want to go to the wedding after all of this anyway.
Bridget's not wrong. How did you end up getting... That's the other question. If we were able to get... And I didn't even get a name from who it was that sent it.
Yeah.
If I had one question is, why are you inviting her at all?
Yeah.
Much less, what are you doing giving her four seats?
Exactly.
Who... Because there's got to be another reason why she's even on the list. Because
mm-hmm.
She don't like her.
She doesn't like her.
You can tell.
Now, you said it best. She doesn't respect her because it's rude, her email.
Huh. Just announced a show next year. Teddy Swims is coming to town.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
You know, I just realized, have you ever seen an implosion live? If I turn that on. What now?
When I was little, my papa and grandma took me to watch the dunes explode.
Come on.
Do you remember that?
No, because I wasn't here.
They were the Dooney brothers. There were two of them, and it was the most exciting moment of my life.
Who were the Dooney brothers?
The Dooney brothers were these, oh God, if you're from Vegas, help me. They were these two statues, and it was at the dunes, and they were called the dunes. They had these little faces.
But that's the part you remember.
The hotel.
How old were you?
Maybe 6 or 7.
Dunes implosion. Sorry, I'm asking my...
Yeah, please.
1993.
Uh-huh.
How old were you?
Yeah, I was
6 or 7.
6 or 7, mm-hmm. And we like loaded up the car with popcorn. It was like a whole moment. My uncle used to work at the dunes, so it was very exciting.
The reason I bring it up, they're obviously Tropicana is going to go down next week. In the middle of the night, which is kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you heard, but there will be nowhere for the public to go see it because of the safety issues and because of where it is.
Sure.
Now, I have no doubt that you could get a room at the Excalibur, or I don't know. Because if it's too close, don't they have to... You got to keep people away from windows and whatnot.
Yeah, of course. I don't know.
I know that there's a party. There's somebody's throwing a party at Foundation Room.
Oh, that would make sense.
You know, anywhere far away that you can get a view of the Tropicana. The reason I bring it up, we have been asked to be the only radio station. All the TV stations will be there. We're the only radio station that's going to go, and they want me to host the thing on stage, you know, with all the people giving their speeches and whatnot. And then we will be there live for the literally 22 seconds. That's, they say that's how quick. 22 seconds is all it's going to take.
It's awesome.
You know what's funny? Now that they've taken all the stuff off of the Tropicana.
Sure.
It's tiny.
You said that the other day, so then I looked.
Did you drive by there?
I sure did.
Tiny.
And it is.
Tiny.
It's tiny.
Yeah. So it'll just be like a little pop, pop, and see you later.
A little dust of smoke.
Yeah.
Totally.
That'll be it.
Yes.
But
we'll be there.
So we're going to broadcast live, and you're like, well, that's dumb. It's the middle of the night. We could not agree with you more. It's stupid. But we're going to do it anyway.
I'm so excited.
We specialize in stupid. Are you kidding me? And then what we're going to do is replay it the next day. We're going to replay it the next day from 7 to 9. So and it was really fun that they just said, hey, we want somebody to do this.
Totally.
Like, yeah, great. And I think mostly it was because then they knew they could get me for cheap to host the thing on stage. But I don't take that on good.
However they had to get you, I'm happy to tag along.
I don't know if that's true or not. But yeah, so we've got that going for us coming up in a few days.
Yay! I'm excited.
The only radio station live at the Tropicana implosion.
So fun. Can I tell you a story very quickly? I did pageants when I was really little and I used to sing, and they would have a lot of them at the Tropicana. So this hotel, I may just be saying goodbye to my childhood as well.
Well, you probably should have done that before they tore the walls down. Who's on the phone? Do we need to talk to them? Do we want to talk to them?
No, we don't. I will let you know the MGM sold out. So yeah, people are getting hotels to look at the implosion.
So it makes sense.
Yeah.
Sure, it makes sense.
Totally.
But other than that, there is no public, there is nowhere, just so you know, they announced that earlier today, that there will be nowhere that you can go and gather to see this thing go down.
Sure.
Which is kind of sad.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a bummer.
Yeah. Yeah. But you'll be able to hear it.
Yeah. We'll bring it to you. And honestly, what this is going to be, I have no idea. But I'm way interested to do it, and it should be a lot of fun.
KLUCFM at HD1, Las Vegas. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Oh, my God.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Try this in every morning.
Get ready every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Chet Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
I did not have Pete Rose passing away on my bingo card either.
Oh, man.
I didn't have that. What's with all the people dying?
I know. There's been a lot this past couple of months.
Ridiculous. Even the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Just in the last few days. Crazy.
Yeah.
83 years old, the hit king was. Maybe now we'll get in the Hall of Fame. A lot of people, there were some. So do you know the story with Pete Rose?
Uh-uh.
He bet on baseball. He was manager of the Cincinnati Reds after he was done playing. He bet on his own team.
Wow.
Well, yeah, you can't do that.
Why?
And so what they did is they said, okay, you are permanently excluded. You're kicked out of baseball forever. And a lot of people said that was a lifetime ban. So it was incorrectly reported yesterday that maybe now, since his life is over, that he might be able to get into the Hall of Fame. But that's just not accurate. He's permanently excluded. Now, they can change their mind whenever they want. And by the way, the Hall of Fame is not tied to Major League Baseball.
Sure.
So they could have done whatever they wanted to whenever they wanted to.
Yeah.
But they just held by the... Pete Rose belongs in the Hall of Fame.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No, I don't.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. I laugh all the way to work. Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
No, and I'm cool with it if you do. You go ahead and believe whatever you want to believe. I don't see it.
That's okay. That's your prerogative.
You think it's
real?
Oh,
absolutely. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Hang on a second then. Do you think this is the same? We never did expand out. Do you believe we will make contact with aliens in the next 10 years?
Yeah.
If we do make contact, will they come in peace?
Yes.
Yeah, that's enough of that. I was looking for something else.
Okay.
I don't think so. I don't think it's a thing.
You don't think aliens exist?
No.
You don't think there's life on any other planet?
What other planet?
So you thought Men in Black was fake?
Great
reference. You don't want to hear my thoughts on wrestling. It's a movie. I'm very entertaining.
That's what they want you to think.
That's right. That's right. They're just putting it right out there underneath your nose.
That's right.
Getting married at the end of the month, says the person in the email here. I don't know whether they believe in aliens or not, but you know what they don't believe in? Adding on to your RSVP without asking. They don't believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the people. You said Bridget's the one?
Yes.
I understand the school of thought, well, it's only a baby. And somebody brought up earlier the really smart thing was that usually the reason why you have the RSVP is so you know how much food you're buying.
Of course, you're not getting an extra plate of expensive food.
I think in this case, though, it's something different, and she betrayed herself in her own email. Bridget, what do you think?
Okay, so disclaimer, I got married at the beginning of the summer myself.
Congratulations.
Good for you.
Thank you, thank you. I've only been with him 8 years, so yeah, with time. Long story short, right way to handle it would be for your guest to say, hi, it's a little phone call. Hi, I just got the invitation.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for you.
Yeah.
I don't know if you realize that... I've got the baby. Is it possible for me to go ahead and bring the baby?
Yeah, I don't know if you've been able to keep up with all my babies and all of my baby daddies. I don't know if you've been able to. I didn't send over a scorecard. Yeah. I should have.
Strip all that away for a minute. Exactly.
Yeah, I totally agree. Listen, I got engaged and me and my fiance have been trying to plan a wedding forever. And I'm telling you, I feel like I'm pretty easygoing. Just let me in on what your plan is. Don't tell me what the plan is. It's my wedding.
So what if a babysitter drops out last minute, which happens a lot? When the plan was I was going to have a babysitter go to the wedding without
the baby. That's different. That's 1 million. That's totally different. What if there's an earthquake? What if...
But that's a real thing with the kid.
Yeah, I understand that, but so's an earthquake. What if...
rain on your wedding day? Yeah, if we get it.
Yeah, I think it's a communication thing. It's just annoying that she was like, I'm bringing my baby. Just call and be like, hey, girl, is it okay? Are you good with this?
She hates the fact that she brought up that she has kids from three different men. And I didn't even think she had custody of two of the kids. She doesn't respect this woman
at all. And now that's so rude.
And now this friend, which they're not friends. They're not. They're in the same social circle.
Okay, well, why'd you give her four seats to begin with?
Amen. Yeah.
Give her a +1 and be done.
You're getting no argument from
me.
This has nothing to do with that. This has the fact that she wrote on there without asking that she dared disrespect the RSVP.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is all about. It's got nothing to do with the baby. It's got nothing to do with how many people are coming. It's just the idea that this woman, who she already doesn't respect, would make that sort of move.
Yep. Yep.
All right, fine. Yep, fine. Yep. Yep. All right, yep. Yep. Good. St. Mally tickets.
Right.
Yep.
We all agree.
Great. Yep. We should all hold hands.
She's so excited.
Bridget's the best. Yeah, Zayn Malik, it's sold out, but you've got tickets. You don't have to worry about that. You can always get in.
Oh, yay!
All right.
Yay! Hang on, Bridget. Have fun.
She's the best. She really is the best.
Cutie.
Yeah, is there more to that?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either. This is just about the disrespect of the RSVP.
Totally. And if I heard my friend talk about me like that anyway, if my friend was putting me on blast with my baby daddies, I wouldn't even want to go to the wedding after all of this anyway.
Bridget's not wrong. How did you end up that's the other question. If we were able to get, and I didn't even get a name from who it was that sent it.
Yeah.
If I had one question is, why are you inviting her at all?
Yeah.
Much less, what are you doing giving her four seats?
Exactly.
Who? Because there's got to be another reason why she's even on the list. Because mm-hmm. She don't like her.
She doesn't like her.
You can tell.
Now, you said it best. She doesn't respect her because it's rude, her email.
Huh. Just announced a show next year. Teddy Swims is coming to town.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
You know, I just realized, have you ever seen an implosion live? Helps if I turn that on. What now?
When I was little, my papa and grandma took me to watch the dunes explode.
Come on.
Do you remember that?
No, because I wasn't here.
They were the Dooney brothers. There were two of them, and it was the most exciting moment of my life.
Who were the Dooney brothers?
The Dooney brothers were these, oh God, if you're from Vegas, help me. They were these two statues, and it was at the dunes, and they were called the Dooney. They had these little faces. So
that's the part you remember.
The hotel.
How old were you?
Maybe 6 or 7.
Dunes implosion. Sorry, I'm asking myself.
Yeah, please.
1993.
Uh-huh.
How old were you?
Yeah, I was
6 or 7.
6 or 7. Mm-hmm. And we like loaded up the car with popcorn. It was like a whole moment. My uncle used to work at the dunes. So it was very exciting. Well,
the reason I bring it up, they're obviously Tropicana is going to go down next week. In the middle of the night, which is kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you heard, but there will be nowhere for the public to go see it because of the safety issues and because of where it is.
Sure.
Now, I have no doubt that you could get a room at the Excalibur, or I don't know. Because if it's too close, don't they have to... You got to keep people away from windows and whatnot.
Yeah, of course. I don't know.
I know that there's a party. There's somebody's throwing a party at Foundation Room.
Oh, that would make sense. Uh-huh.
You know, anywhere far away that you can get a view of the Tropicana. The reason I bring it up, we have been asked to be the only radio station. All the TV stations will be there. We're the only radio station that's going to go, and they want me to host the thing on stage, you know, with all the people giving their speeches and whatnot. And then we will be there live for the literally 22 seconds. That's how quick. 22 seconds is all it's going to take.
That's awesome.
You know what's funny? Now that they've taken all the stuff off of the Tropicana.
Sure.
It's tiny.
You said that the other day, so then I looked.
Did you drive by there?
I sure did.
Tiny.
And it is.
Tiny.
It's tiny.
Yeah. So it'll just be like a little pop, pop, and see you later.
A little dust of smoke.
Yeah.
Totally.
That'll be it.
Yes.
But
we'll be there.
So we're going to broadcast live, and you're like, well, that's dumb. It's the middle of the night. We could not agree with you more. It's stupid. But we're going to do it anyway.
I'm so excited.
We specialize in stupid. Are you kidding me? And then what we're going to do is replay it the next day. We're going to replay it the next day from 7 to 9. So and it was really fun that they just said, hey, we want somebody to do this.
Totally.
Like, yeah, great. And I think mostly it was because then they knew they could get me for cheap to host the thing on stage. But I don't take that on good.
However they had to get you, I'm happy to tag along.
I don't know if that's true or not. But yeah, so we've got that going for us coming up in a few days.
Yay! I'm excited.
The only radio station live at the Tropicana implosion.
So fun. Can I tell you a story very quickly? I did pageants when I was really little and I used to sing and they would have a lot of them at the Tropicana. So this hotel, I may just be saying goodbye to my childhood as well.
Well, you probably should have done that before they tore the walls down. Who's on the phone? Do we need to talk to them? Do we want to talk to them?
No, we don't. I will let you know the MGM sold out. So, yeah, people are getting hotels to look at the implosion.
So it makes sense.
Yeah.
Sure, it makes sense.
Totally.
But other than that, there is no public. There is nowhere, just so you know, they announced that earlier today, that there will be nowhere that you can go and gather to see this thing go down.
Sure.
Which is kind of sad.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a bummer.
Yeah. Yeah. But you'll be able to hear it.
Yeah, we'll bring it to you. And honestly, what this is going to be, I have no idea. But I'm way interested to do it, and it should be a lot of fun.
KLUCFM at HD1, Las Vegas, broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Oh, my God.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
Getting ready every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Chet Buchanan Show.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
I did not have Pete Rose passing away on my bingo card either.
Oh, man.
I didn't have that. What's with all the people dying?
I know. There's been a lot this past couple of months.
Ridiculous. Even the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Just in the last few days. Crazy.
Yeah.
83 years old, the hit king was. Maybe now we'll get in the Hall of Fame. A lot of people, there were some. So do you know the story with Pete Rose?
Uh-uh.
He bet on baseball. He was manager of the Cincinnati Reds after he was done playing. And he bet on his own team.
Wow.
Well, yeah, you can't do that.
Why?
And so what they did is they said, okay, you are permanently excluded. You're kicked out of baseball forever. And a lot of people said that was a lifetime ban. So it was incorrectly reported yesterday that maybe now, since his life is over, that he might be able to get into the Hall of Fame. But that's just not accurate. He's permanently excluded. Now, they can change their mind whenever they want. And by the way, the Hall of Fame is not tied to Major League Baseball.
Sure.
So
right.
they could have done whatever they wanted to whenever they wanted to.
Yeah.
But they just held by the... Pete Rose belongs in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it.
Okay.
I'm going to say, mm-hmm. Pete Rose belongs in the Hall of Fame. He's one of the greatest players of all time. Did he screw it up? Yes. Did he break the... Yes. Fine. I can't have, you know, seventh inning stretch is brought to you by DraftKings. I have a hard time with that now, with the betting.
Yeah.
Being such a big part of baseball now, and they're still saying, well, Pete Rose... Yeah, what he did was bad. It was 40 years ago. He served his time. It's no.
Oh, 40 years ago.
Oh, easy. Easy 40. 40, 50?
Talk about holding
something
a grudge.
Like that.
Yeah, a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, a long time.
How many times did you run into him in Vegas? Because obviously he'd be at the boutiques and a lot of signings notorious for it here.
Thousand.
Oh, my gosh.
Probably 1,000. Mike, can I tell you my favorite Pete Rose story, though?
Yeah.
So, a friend of mine I've known forever, smoking hot, right? Sees Pete Rose. She was in town with her husband, whatever. Sees Pete Rose sitting there at the whatever that memorabilia shop was in the Forum Shops at Caesars that he would hang out for years. She goes, I'm going to go get his autograph. And I go, yeah, he charges for that. And she goes, we'll see about that.
Oh?
We'll see about that. Well, that's his business. That's how he made his living. And she goes over there, and she's turning it on. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And Pete's sitting by himself, which would happen quite frequently. You know what I mean? Like, he'd be there at the table, but, you know, after a while, there's people just walking by. They don't care.
Mm-hmm.
So she's over there putting in work.
Mm-hmm.
She's practically sitting on his lap.
That pretty girl charm.
Sure. And so finally, Pete grabs a ball. Who can I make this out to? She says her name. He signs it. And then he holds it up. She goes, oh, my God, thank you. Kisses him on the cheek.
Uh-huh.
And goes to reach for the ball. And he goes, oh, it's still going to be $100.
Oh, my God. I love him even more.
It's still going to be
pretty privileged to not mess with his business.
Still going to be $100. And she was like, I, and he literally just went, whatever his, I've got to forget his guy's name, but he had a right-hand guy that was with him everywhere he went. And in fact, Pete would give you his phone number. It wasn't his phone number. It was his boy's number. Don't lie. You know, I have Pete Rose in my phone, in my phone. He would text me, but not, it was his boy's phone.
So funny.
But he goes, yeah, we're going to have to wait. God, what was her name? I don't even remember. It was a long time ago. So let's just say her name was Susan. He goes, he tosses the ball and he goes, yeah, next time we have a Susan, just remember we have that ball.
Genius.
That was great. And then he sent her packing.
I love it.
She just walked away, tail between her legs. God bless you, Peter Edward. Hey, by the way, Aces, game two against the Liberty today at 4:30. Let's go, Aces. Gotta have this one. Think about
me. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work. Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Hey, not for nothing. It's 1 October. We know that. You know that. And as we had said a minute ago when we talked to Michaela's friend Brian, which, what an amazing
story. Is that just an incredible story?
But I really thought today, would, of all days, let's just keep it even extra positive.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, so with that in mind, how about this? There may be a cure for type 1 diabetes.
Ugh, that would be amazing.
Yeah, right? A new stem cell treatment appears to have reversed a Chinese woman's type 1 diabetes. Type 1 is the one that develops on its own. A lot of people are born with it. Type 2 is generally our fault.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, we gotta take accountability. We have a little more to do with type 2. And listen, before you start yelling at me, I am pre and have been for a minute.
Are you?
Sure. With my heart thing, doctor put me on Jardiance forever ago.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And my goal is to get off the Jardiance. I don't seem to be able to because while I, you know, try, I don't always succeed. Try. But okay. But anyway, back to the type 1. Chinese researchers reverse engineered the patient's own tissues and reprogrammed them.
Wow.
Then implanted them back into the patient's body. So they've they've completely reversed diabetes in the patient who was requiring substantial amounts of insulin beforehand. Now, before you go, oh, that's just a story out of China.
Yeah.
The person who that quote was from a minute ago about the completely reversing the diabetes.
Yeah.
And the lady, that's from a guy at the University of Alberta in Canada.
Oh, man.
So he's got no, you know, he's got no reason to lie.
That's crazy that you could, what'd you say? They reprogram.
Yeah. They took their tissues, reverse engineered it, reprogrammed them to say, hey, body, this is what you do.
Fascinating.
And the body went, oh, yeah.
Okay, I'll do it.
Get this other stuff out of here.
Good for the body.
So they're going to expand this out. The next trial could include 10 to 20 patients and could be literally a life changer.
Incredible.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Keeping in today's theme, how about some good feeling stories of the day?
Yeah. Oh,
sometimes I get a good feeling.
Just really quick, a woman in Massachusetts dropped an envelope full of cash. My favorite movie. You probably don't know this about me.
What?
My favorite movie ever. And one time, there's two times out of the year, three times out of the year that I'm almost guaranteed to cry at some point, many points during Toy Drive.
Of course.
I'll leak. And usually on the last day. When they raise the Stanley Cup, it gets me. And during It's a Wonderful Life. And this totally is that. A woman in Massachusetts dropped an envelope full of cash in a grocery store parking lot. Random guy who found it, turned it in.
Oh, love him.
Yeah.
Bless
him. And big deal, right?
Absolutely.
Well, not really. I mean, it kind of happens a lot.
Kind of, but people also steal things now.
$12,000 in cash in the envelope.
Why?
She gave him $300 of it for being so honest, which is pretty good. But he walked away. Could have just taken it. Although there's cameras in those parking lots.
Yeah. But still. Also, Chetty, what are you doing walking around with $12,000? It's a feel-good story of the day. It's
yeah, just, right. But
I have a question.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I think we all ask that. Like, really? Why? Okay. And then a hospice place in Southern California granted an 89-year-old's last wish. He wanted to go skydiving one more time.
Oh, my God.
He's a retired, this guy, Gary Patmore, a retired aerospace engineer and former stuntman.
Come on.
So that's his thing.
Sense.
Friday's jump was the 1,338th time he's jumped out of a perfectly good airplane.
Wow.
Got to do it in the same place that he did his very first jump. Back in the 1960s. I know, we're not choked up. You're choked up. We're not crying. You're crying. That's, some 1 October good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Have your phone?
Yes, I do.
Google how tall Mount Everest is. Because this is weird to me. We'll need it in a second. You got time.
What is that?
What is that? What's this? Oh, were you looking at Cardi B videos?
Oh, we got you little nasty perv.
He's got a bit. We found out yesterday that he's got a Cardi B fetish.
Who knew? He's so excited.
Now that he's the 50,000 subscriber man. And all of his interviews are going to be dubbed in Japanese.
Ooh.
That now he might be a big deal.
We might lose him to Cardi, babe.
Big deal that Cardi B, now that she's full on divorced, and who knows, maybe she's, you know, wants a little different.
Yeah.
You don't, if you're having, you know, Chinese food every night, every once in a while you want tacos.
Sure.
Know what
and
I'm
what'd you say earlier? She like is gotten into SummerSlam.
Plus, guys, don't forget it's wintertime, it's starting to get cold. If she needs to stay warm, I'm here for her.
Yeah, and she's somehow into wrestling.
Yeah. Cuffing season.
You, dog. I've got all the angles covered.
Yeah, I'll be sure to send her the podcast link later.
Absolutely. Cutter, also in the ratio of women to men, I guess. I don't know.
Smith.
The country, Cutter, has the world's highest gender ratio. A lot of people pronounce it Qatar, and that's wrong.
Oh, yeah. That's what you're saying.
Q-A-T-A-R.
It's Cutter?
Cutter.
Oh, okay.
250 males per 100 females. Yuck. It sounds smelly.
Boring.
Sounds like a lot of mustaches. I don't know why. It just does. How tall is Mount Everest?
29,000 feet.
Oh, okay. The tallest mountain in the world that no one's ever climbed to the top of ever is Gangkar Puensum. It's in Bhutan in Asia. It's just shy of 25,000 feet high, but it's a sacred religious site. And nobody's allowed to climb it.
Wow.
So no one ever has.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
And the domino in the Domino's Pizza logo has three dots.
Yeah.
Why? Because they had three locations when they first opened.
I love that.
They were going to add a dot for every new store.
Got too busy.
Yeah, they expanded a little too quick to keep up on that. And if they were going to try and do that now, they'd have 20,000 dots on that dot. And that's just dumb. That's just ridiculous.
Take it too far.
Hey, let's get out of here. Just much love to everybody. If you're struggling with 1 October today, just know that we're thinking about you and we love you. And everybody have a great day. And we'll get back here tomorrow. The one thing, and again, it's like nobody ever wants to talk about 9/11, but I wish we could be like we were on 9/12. And honest to God, 1 October, where it was such a horrible, awful day, and we all have our stories about it. But the 2nd of October was pretty solid. And honestly, once the sun came up on October 2nd, this city came together like nothing I've ever seen.
The love was so real. It was an incredible moment.
So that's the part I prefer to remember. So make it a great day. Follow us on social, blah, 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 all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. We'll just see you tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Have your phone?
Yes, I do.
Google how tall Mount Everest is, because this is weird to me. We'll need it in a second. You got time.
What is that?
What is that? What's that? Oh, were you looking at Cardi B videos?
You little perv.
He's got a big, we found out yesterday that he's got a Cardi B fetish.
Who knew? He's so excited.
Now that he's the 50,000 subscriber man, and all of his interviews are going to be dubbed in Japanese.
Ooh.
That now he might be a big deal.
We might lose him to Cardi B.
Deal that Cardi B, now that she's full on divorced, and who knows, maybe she's, you know, wants a little different.
Yeah.
You don't, if you're having, you know, Chinese food every night, every once in a while you want tacos.
Sure.
Know what
and
I'm
what'd
saying?
You say earlier? She like is gotten into SummerSlam.
Plus, guys, don't forget it's wintertime, it's starting to get cold. If she needs to stay warm, I'm here for her.
Yeah, and she's somehow into wrestling.
Yeah, cuffing season.
You, dog, I've got all the angles covered.
Yeah, I'll be sure to send her the podcast link later.
Absolutely. Cutter, also in the ratio of women to men, I guess. I don't know.
Smooth.
The country Cutter has the world's highest gender ratio. A lot of people pronounce it Qatar, and that's wrong.
Oh, yeah. That's what you're saying.
Q-A-T-A-R.
It's Qatar?
Qatar.
Oh, okay.
250 males per 100 females. Yuck. sounds smelly.
Boring.
Sounds like a lot of mustaches. I don't know why. It just does. How tall is Mount Everest?
29,000 feet.
Oh, okay. The tallest mountain in the world that no one's ever climbed to the top of ever is Gangkar Puensum. It's in Bhutan in Asia. It's just shy of 25,000 feet high, but it's a sacred religious site. Nobody's allowed to climb it.
Wow.
So no one ever has.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
And the Domino in the Domino's Pizza logo has three dots.
Yeah.
Why? Because they had three locations when they first opened.
Oh, I love that.
They were going to add a dot for every new store.
Got too busy.
Yeah, they expanded a little too quick to keep up on that. And if they were going to try and do that now, they'd have 20,000 dots on that dot. And that's just dumb. That's just ridiculous.
Take it too far.
Hey, let's get out of here. Just much love to everybody. If you're struggling with One October today, just know that we're thinking about you and we love you. And everybody have a great day, and we'll get back here tomorrow. The one thing, and again, it's like nobody ever wants to talk about 9/11, but I wish we could be like we were on 9/12. And honest to God, One October, where it was such a horrible, awful day, and we all have our stories about it. But the 2nd of October was pretty solid. And honestly, once the sun came up, on October 2nd, this city came together like nothing I've ever seen.
The love was so real. It was an incredible moment.
So that's the part I prefer to remember. So make it a great day. Follow us on social, blah, 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 all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. We'll just see you tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.